online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a man has been arrested in Donegal on suspicion of being part of an unlawful organisation. A mother has been forced to keep her children at home today for fear they would be left stranded with no seat on a school bus home. We'll hear from the CEO of Nursing Homes Ireland, who believes nursing homes and elderly people in Donegal are being seriously shortchanged under the Fair Deal scheme. And Gardaí have described the destruction of a community garden in Ballyshannon as disappointing. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin. First news though, a man remains in custody after being arrested in Donegal on suspicion of being part of an unlawful organisation. The man in his 30s from Northern Ireland was arrested in the east of the county yesterday. He is currently being detained at Letterkenny Garda Station under the Offences Against the State Act. Gardaí say the investigation is ongoing. The coalition party leaders are meeting this evening to discuss the country's energy crisis. Turning down the thermostat in state buildings and only heating the floors that are being used form part of a new government energy plan, which will go to cabinet tomorrow. The Environment Minister says the public sector needs to lead the way in cutting consumption as we head into a difficult winter. Eamon Ryan says the measures are just the first in a number of steps to help deal with the energy crisis.
So we need to start in our own use of energy in the public sector, particularly in our buildings. Like, the Reduce Your Use campaign has been clear. It's about reducing the use of heat in space heating and water heating, reducing the use of light, reducing the use of power in a whole variety of different ways. And we'll start with that in the public sector.
A mother has been forced to keep her children at home today for fear they would be left stranded with no seat on a school bus home. Georgina is one of many parents who have been impacted by bus capacity issues. She told today's 9 till noon show that it is a very difficult time for both parents and students.
My two kids aren't even at school today. I couldn't send them because I had no way home this evening. I didn't know how they were going to get home, and I'm at work, so we had no other choice. We wanted to keep them off. They're very stressed out. The youngest son said to me this morning, he says, "Mom, I can't do this anymore. To be left standing along a road with no bus to get to school." Like, first year and sixth year students, this is one of the most important times of their life.
Yeah.
Especially for first years, these first couple of weeks to get settled into school. And sixth year is the leaving cert year. It's very important. And they can't afford to miss time of school.
Now, the situation...
I really don't know. We have a bus that passes my door that lasts I don't know how many years, and my kids can't get on it.
And you're in a situation, telling us, where you have tickets issued, but you haven't actually been given the tickets yet.
I have tickets. It says on the portal, Bus Éireann portal, yesterday, my tickets have been issued. But my ticket has to say K55 for me to get on that bus route that passes my door. And I guarantee you, Donald, when these tickets come out, K55 will not be on my tickets. And where am I left then? What bus are they going to put me on? How am I going to get my kids to get to another bus? A bus that they have been using since they went to national school, 13 years, that passes their door. School transport. We never had an issue until this year. And now this. We don't have a ticket. We don't have the right number. They don't have a seat. They don't know if they're going to get to school. They don't know how they're going to get home. They're late for class.
Nursing homes and elderly people in Donegal are being seriously shortchanged under the Fair Deal scheme. That's according to Tadhg Daly, Chief Executive of Nursing Homes Ireland, who was reacting to a report which revealed that Donegal is receiving the lowest rate nationally from the Fair Deal scheme. The report notes that the average weekly rate of €955 in Donegal is €280 less per week than for residents in Dublin, which has the highest average weekly rate of €1,235. Mr. Daly fears that some nursing homes may be forced to close due to running costs.
This is a long-standing issue in terms of the Fair Deal scheme, and your listeners and indeed our members and indeed older people across Donegal are being seriously shortchanged as a result of the failings of Fair Deal. We've seen in the last number of weeks where there's been a significant number of closures of nursing homes, and I suppose what's highlighted by this report again is that if we don't take action to stem that tide and to ensure that we resource older persons' care appropriately. There could be further closures. And Donegal, I suppose, you know, is very much in the news as a result of this finding that it is the lowest in the country. I think the other point worth noting is that the differential between the cost of care in the public homes and the private homes is of the order of 72% in Donegal. So the state knows what it costs to provide high-quality residential care in the community, but the failings of Fair Deal over many years is having a significant impact across all nursing homes and is in crisis at this point. We need an immediate support scheme to stabilise the sector and, I suppose, to inject badly needed confidence into the sector so that we can get through what is going to be a difficult winter. And then we need to sit around the table collaboratively with government, with the HSE, to ensure that we can have a sustainable long-term care sector that we can all be proud of and that can meet the needs of the community in keeping with the government policy ultimately of Slán to Care and reorientating services from acute to community. This policy of underfunding of Fair Deal is driving matters in the completely opposite direction.
The Taoiseach says he is ready to engage with the new British Prime Minister on the Northern Ireland Protocol, as Foreign Secretary Liz Truss sets in motion plans to override the original deal on the protocol through legislation at Westminster. The EU has urged the Tory leader to fully respect the Brexit deal and stress the need for a constructive relationship between London and Brussels. Micheál Martin has echoed those sentiments and says there is a way forward for both sides.
Now, we acknowledge that there is room and there were legitimate issues raised in respect of some areas around the operation of the protocol. Our view is there is a pathway to resolving those if there is a will, and we want to work with the British government and the European Union to do the practical and the sensible thing.
Investigations are continuing after a car was damaged in Castlefin and graffiti sprayed on its bonnet. The incident occurred overnight on Saturday last in the car park of St Mary's Hall. Garda Grainne Doherty is appealing to anyone with information to come forward.
This happened at the car park at St Mary's Hall in Castlefin between 10 p.m. on Saturday the 3rd of September and 7 a.m. on Sunday the 4th of September, just the weekend gone there. So a car had been parked in that car park overnight. The owner came back to collect their car and they discovered that the car had been scraped multiple times all over. The whole bodywork of the car was scraped all over from front to back. The rear tail light was smashed, the spoiler and the boot was damaged, and there was also graffiti on the bonnet of the car. So we appeal to anybody who may have observed any sort of activity, suspicious activity, in or around that area between Saturday night and Sunday morning past to contact Gardaí and Letterkenny on 07491 67100. If anybody has any sort of information that they want to pass on and they wish to do so in a confidential manner, they can of course ring Letterkenny Garda Station, but if they don't want to do that, they can ring the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111.
Meanwhile, a community garden has been destroyed in Ballyshannon. Plants were uprooted and strewn across the ground and a window smashed at the amenity on College Street between Saturday morning last and yesterday morning. Garda Doherty says it was a disappointing incident.
Look, this would of course have caused great disappointment within the community in Ballyshannon, and we've had these sorts of incidents before, and you know, it causes great anger and disappointment. A lot of work goes into community volunteers, a lot of work goes into these community gardens. So this is an incident that happened between Saturday, just the weekend gone by again, Saturday the 3rd of September at 9 a.m. and then between Monday the 5th of September at 9 a.m. So just over the weekend, between Saturday and Monday morning. So community garden there at College Street in Ballyshannon was entered. Plants were uprooted, they were thrown all around the garden, and then a window was smashed also on the grounds of the community garden. So we ask anybody who may have seen any sort of activity over the weekend in or around the community garden to contact Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530.
And by its very definition, this is work that's been done by the community voluntarily to try and make the place look better. And It is.
You know, people give up their own time, and it's great to see it. Great to see volunteers out there doing things that involve the community, and it's something then for people to go to in their spare time and take part in. And it's just very, very disappointing to see, you know, totally unnecessary.
There's calls for government funding to help local musicians continue to do what they are doing. Due to rising energy bills and the cost of living, ticket prices for shows have had to increase, which has then led to a drop in sales. Singer Mary Coughlin has had to cancel shows because of fears over blackouts and a lack of ticket sales. Music and Entertainment Association spokesperson is Donegal musician Matt McGranahan. He isn't representing big artists playing big venues.
Gareth Brooks this weekend, those tickets were sold months and months ago. And you're always going to have, even for Harry Styles and Slane and those types of events, you're going to have a certain population of people that will save to go to that. But yeah, I'm talking about the kind of day-to-day working musician in this country, the local musicians, you know, this real Irish music industry that is just that the government needs to support in order to keep people in employment.
A public information event is being held this week on the Killybegs 2040 Regeneration Project. The €5.4 million project aims to transform the urban fabric of the town through targeted renewal and environmental improvements that will contribute to a more attractive place for residents, visitors and businesses. It will see the redevelopment of the Island House and proposed transformation of the existing public car park at the Diamond into a civic multi-use space. The event is taking place on Thursday between 3 and 7pm at the Tara Court Hotel in Killybegs. The Cathaoirleach of the Donegal Municipal District, Councillor Niamh Kennedy, says once the works are complete, it will greatly enhance the offering of the town.
It kind of started off originally as the plan for the Island House building, which is down on the pier. It was used to be called the Harbour Store, which would be locally known as. And that building has been vacant and empty for years, and it belongs to the Department of Marine, the Department of Agriculture. So there was an idea as a stage back to facilitate or put something into that room for public conveniences, which were badly lacking in the town, and considering the fact that we get so many cruise ships in as well as other visitors, there was a problem with public conveniences. So that was the start and a kind of an idea, I suppose. And in 2018, we thought about doing a master plan for the town. And in 2019, we applied for the RRDF fund and were successful. Initially, it went in for just the building, but it came back to say that it, the department wanted more of a grand plaza in the town centre to incorporate the new build. So that's exactly what the plans were.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line and style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. In soccer, the Republic of Ireland's World Cup qualifier away to Slovakia has just kicked off in Senets. Vera Pau's side are already guaranteed a playoff spot, but victory this evening will see them bypass the first round. This evening's side shows three changes from the team that defeated Finland, with Harriet Scott replacing the suspended Jamie Finn, while Claire O'Riordan and Lily Ag come in for the injured Megan Connolly and Rosetta Littlejohn. In other news, Blackpool-bound Andy Lyons has been named the SSE Electricity League Player of the Month for August. The Shamrock Rovers wingback scored their winning goal in the Hoops FAI Cup win over Drogheda and in their recent Europa League playoff with Ferencváros. On the pitch tonight, Real Madrid begin the defence of their Champions League title away to Celtic. Real Madrid boss Carlo Ancelotti expects his side to face a difficult night. The holders begin the group stage at home at the home of Scotland's title winners, having started their domestic season with four straight victories. But Ancelotti knows the Glasgow club will be giving everything to the cause to cause an upset at Finn Park.
They want to play attacking football. This is absolutely more normal at their house. We are not worried to defend, because we defend well, I think, and we defended really well in the past. I think one of the key points of the victory last season was to defend well sometimes.
The game kicks off at Parkhead at 8 o'clock. The other game in Group F's RB Leipzig hosts Shakhtar Donetsk. And Manchester City's Group G campaign begins away to Sevilla. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says it will take a team effort if they're to end their wait for a first Champions League title.
Sport, not just football, gives you always, if you are involved, another opportunity. So in football, in a sport, you lose more than win in your careers. And so it's a difficult competition. It's a pride to be here again, and we're going to try.
That game also kicks off at 8 o'clock. Elsewhere in that group, Borussia Dortmund, they host Copenhagen. And at 5.45, it's, Group E gets underway with Chelsea away to Dynamo Zagreb. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang's to start for Chelsea this evening, which will be his debut. That group's other game starts at 8 o'clock and sees Salzburg play AC Milan. And some other news, Diego Costa is still due to arrive in England this evening despite his move to Wolves being in jeopardy. His application for a work permit has been rejected by the UK Home Office. Costa is a free agent and Wolves are set to appeal the Home Office decision. Gaelic Games, Offaly are set to appoint Johnny Kelly as their new senior hurling manager. The Portumna native will succeed Michael Fennelly. In ladies football tonight in Gaelic Games, the Kiernan Group Ladies Championship throw-in at 7:30 this evening in the Junior B quarter final. Sean McCool's, they play Termin. And Conor McKenna has won All-Ireland football medals with Tyrone and recently decided to return to Australia and resume his AFL career. But before he departs, he'll have a big day to look forward to as Ampison, trained by his dad, Patrick McKenna, is set to run in the 6 furlong Bold Lad Sprint Handicap at the Curragh on day 2 of the Irish Champions weekend on Sunday the 11th of September. Conor loves horses and rides out regularly. He thinks Ampison could run a big race.
Yeah, I suppose you say it's, we don't really buy that expensive a horse. He's probably the expensive horse we've bought in a while, so just for a small yard to sort of have a runner there possibly is just unbelievable. So yeah, if he gets in now, he'll definitely go to the 6 furlong at the Curragh, and there'll be some buzz like down there, and I'm sure Dal will be over the moon now. Even the last day the doctor, I saw he just missed the break a bit, and he had 10 or 15 lengths to make up coming in the turn. He flew home and got 6th, but probably was a better run than most people look at. I mean, he's a 6th, so no, definitely if he gets in the race, he's every opportunity off a low weight to go well.
In golf, John Rahm admits there's added tension in the locker room around ahead of this week's BMW Championship. A number of players who've defected to the lucrative Saudi-backed LIV Series are in the field for the tournament at Wentworth. Unlike on the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour still allows LIV golfers to play. Rahm believes that's unfair.
Some of the names that have never presented, expressed any support towards the European Tour, any interest or the event whatsoever. And to be given those players an opportunity and take it from people that have dedicated themselves to the European Tour, I think it's wrong.
And Luke Donald, he'll have a dress rehearsal as European Ryder Cup captain at a new event in January. He will pick 2 10-man teams, one from Ireland and Great Britain, the other from continental Europe, for the Hero Cup. The competition will take place in Dubai and its format will mirror the Ryder Cup. In tennis, the first of this week's US Open quarterfinals is just getting underway on the Arthur Ashe court. Matteo Berrettini is up against 5th seed Casper Ruud. Following them will be the meeting of women's 5th seed Owen Jaber and Aya Tomljanovic. Later tonight, Coco Gauff plays Carolina Garcia. And the last match of the night sees Wimbledon finalist Nick Kyrgios up against Karen Khachanov. Finally, for this evening in cricket, Ireland's women have secured a T20 series win over Scotland in disappointing circumstances. Rain in Edinburgh forced an end to the day's play, with Ireland 83 runs away from their hosts' target with 90 deliveries remaining. But with the weather refusing to clear, Ireland won the game by 9 wickets via the Duckworth Lewis method. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, it's emerged that almost 5,000 children across Derry and Strabane district are relying on emergency support from food banks. Latest figures from the Trussell Trust reveal that there's been a 125% increase in the usage of food banks in the region when compared to figures from 2019-2020. Foyle MLA Sinead McLaughlin says the stark figures demonstrates the scale of the cost of living crisis facing people. She says it's a national shame.
It is extremely disturbing, particularly when we see that the increase of the usage of food banks throughout the whole of Northern Ireland has gone up 36%. But in our district council area of Derry and Strabane, that increase is actually 125%. So that's the very biggest increase in any local authority. And these stats are from the Trussell Trust.
And we know of the ongoing crisis that unfortunately is only going to worsen over the winter. So these figures are facts that something should have been done a long time ago, never mind now?
Well, I think the figures themselves just demonstrate the scale of the crisis that we are facing as a society, and we should never normalise the use of food banks. The fact that food banks actually demonstrate policy failure throughout the whole of the UK and how we're making it now a core component of how we support people in food poverty. And I think we've come to the point that it's actually a national shame that we have to still, you know, support our people. And many of them are working people out doing a week's work, and still their wages and their support systems are failing them, and they have to rely on emergency food to get by.
Landowners in Donegal are being reminded about their responsibility to trim overgrown hedges and grass verges. Hedge cutting is now permitted following the summer months ban. However, Councillor Michael McLafferty is reminding landowners of the importance of ensuring that their hedges are not obstructing the road. He says this is essential to ensure roads are safe for motorists, cyclists and pedestrians.
If you do have hedges encroaching onto the public road or any road at all, footpaths, etc., walkways, and it is your responsibility as well, if you're the landowner adjacent, to get it cut back. And other people assume as well that it's all down to the council. It's not necessarily down to the council. The council, this time of year, generally along the main road, the M56, they do have a hedge cutter out, but the hedge cutter is there only for a minimal amount of days. So that will do from point A to point B in our jurisdiction for that amount of days. But once that's gone again, then it is gone. For example, you may have roads coming on to the main road, then you have junctions and so on. Obviously, a lot of junctions can fall with the landowners then to get that sorted as well themselves. I think the main thing is here to get the message out is just don't leave it to everybody else. If you have something yourself sorted, and even if it's not yours to sort, as I see the people as well, which is quite helpful. For example, town lands or that, where there may be a lot of hedges going on and difficulties with roads, I just say to them all, if all the houses can chip in, go together and get a hedge cutter of your choice, it's not that expensive when all the houses take part in it. And thankfully now, a lot of town lands this last number of years are doing that, and they do find a benefit out of it. And for the ones that aren't doing it, we'd appeal to them to start doing it and just try and get into the system, as I say, get your hedge cutter of choice and just all the houses fall together, and it leaves it all nice and neat and tidy in and safe for everybody.
Weather now, heavy showers or longer spells of rain this evening, with isolated thunderstorms possible and some bright or sunny intervals also. Lowest temperatures this evening and tonight of 12 or 13 degrees. The closing headlines: a man remains in custody after being arrested in Donegal on suspicion of being part of an unlawful organisation. The man in his 30s from Northern Ireland was arrested in the east of the county yesterday. The coalition party leaders are meeting this evening to discuss the country's energy crisis. Turning down the thermostat in state buildings and only heating the floors that are being used form part of a new government energy plan, which will go to cabinet tomorrow. A mother has been forced to keep her children at home today for fear they would have been left stranded with no seat on a school bus home. Georgina is one of many parents who have been impacted by bus capacity issues. Nursing homes and elderly people in Donegal are being seriously shortchanged under the Fair Deal scheme. That's according to Tadhg Daly, Chief Executive of Nursing Homes Ireland, who was reacting to a report which revealed that Donegal is receiving the lowest rate nationally from the Fair Deal scheme. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, September the 6th. The death has occurred of Hugh O'Donnell, Cronashalloch, Dunloe. His remains are reposing in McGlynn's funeral home with rosary at 9 o'clock. Reposing at his home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Cronus Church, Dunloe, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Elizabeth Devaney, née Floyd, 52 Drumna Bay Park, Castlederg. Elizabeth's remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from her late home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Francis of Assisi Church, Drumna Bay. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. And the death has taken place of Maggie Doherty, Jack Culkeeny Mallon, remains reposing at her home. Funeral from her home on Thursday morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Ochaclea Mallon, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Liam Collins, funeral director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.